I mean, I would have thought, it doesn't say the word Mayid by Rosh Chodesh. Kamash Malan, the Rosh Chodesh Ikri Mayid. The Chiddush in the Mishnah is that Rosh Chodesh is also considered like a Mayid. So Rashi, Oleksibu Mayid, for a litcha tumma, the kol kabbana siba mi Mayid nafkele klakamon. Since it's called a Mayid, that means Mayid means it has to be brought today, so even if you tell me, let it bring it. But Rosh Chodesh is not called a Mayid. So maybe I would think that carbon, if the road siba is tamay, you can't bring it. Kamashma know that Rosh Chodesh also has the chumrah, it is brought betumah. Gemara could Abaya. The Yom Rabbaya Abaya said, Tamas di Shosam, hey, it's the year of the Meraglim, when they went supposed to go to spy out Eretz Yisrael, that year, that Tamuz of that year was Meluya Meloy, was a full Tamas. Why? The Siv, the Potter of the Necha, Koralai Mayid, Lishbar Bechure. So, that Mayid was called Lishbar Bechure. So Rashi says, Koralai Mayid. Tamas di Shluach Meraglim, the year they sent out the Meraglim, Meluya Meloy was a full month. V'kolo aboyim b'day v'tisha b'av. They went for 40 days, and the Meraglim came back 40 days later on Tisha B'av. Reperek Vasa Tainis. Vulfulem boy b'chilo d'iris. Since the Meraglim came back and told the Edens too hard to go up, so the Edens started to cry for nothing, so Hashem said, because you're crying now for nothing, I'll be kaveya Tisha B'av, there'll be something to cry about. V'yesh ibar ha-chodesh, v'yoyim ibar ha-chodesh kari moyed. And the ibar ha-chodesh, the extra day is called moyed. So you see what? And Rosh Chodesh was called moyed. Is Koralai Mayid Lishma Bukhurei. Is that month of Tammuz that was an extra, it was a Mulaid, it's called a Mayid. So the Kitty Yasiya Rosh Chodesh is also called Mayid. Marlamaimra, you're telling me now the Kulim Mayid Asi. How do we know all these Kabbalah Sibra Zecher Tumba? Because it's called a Mayid. So the Mar Minohan Emila, how do we know this?
Yeah, alright, stop it.
Yeah, on the fine Zayin. Again, so Mishnah says a few things that comes betumah, and you're allowed to bring it betumah, even though it's without rov tzibur is tamei. There's the cloud that a carbon tzibur is doicha tumah. Gemara says, how do you know it's Gemara says, yeah. We brought it right, even Rosh Chodesh is called the Mayit. Yeah, Rabbi, yeah, we sort of say yesterday, yeah. The moral of Memra, the kula mi mayid also. How do we know these kabbonas are doiche tumo? Because it says the word mayid, they're called the mayid. For the umar minohan emili, how do we know these things that these kabbonas tzibur is brought even though the tzibur is tummy? The Tana Rabbonin. Pasha says, v'yadabe moishes mayadi Hashem. At the end of the Pasha, it says, v'yadabe moishes mayadi Hashem. Now Talmud loyma. Why did the Pasha have to say repeat itself another time at the end that es mayadi Hashem? Lefi, the reason is, really, I would only know that a korban tamid or a korban pesach, these two korbanos, if rovin and tzibur or the kind of matamei, they're allowed to bring the korban even though they're tamei. Shenema buba moyadai, b'moyadai. Because in these two korbanos, by tamid and by pesach, it says clearly to bring it b'moyadai at its right time. And we dash in vafilu b'shabbos, and b'moyadai vafilu b'tumah. Either, even if it's Shabbos, even if you're tamei, still, you're allowed to bring the Tumid every day, and Uadin is even brought on Shabbos, and the Korban Pesach also. Even if ever Pesach comes out on Shabbos, still is Deicha Shabbos. So tomorrow, Shar Kabonis Tzibur Minayin. How do I know other Kabonis Tzibur, not a Korban Atumid, and not a Korban Pesach? How do I know they're also Deicha Tumid and Deicha Shabbos? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Eile Tasa La Hashem B'mayadeichim. Eila Tasa goes back to the Kabonis. All the different Kabonis Tzibur, they're also Doiche Tumah and Doiche Shabbos. That's the Pasuk of Elu. Trashi Eila Tasa, the Pasha's Pinchas Tziv, Gavi Musafim. When the Pasuk talks about a different Musafim to bring on a different Yom Tovim, it says this Pasuk, B'mayadechim. So we darshin that since it's a Korban Tzibur, it's also brought even B'tumah or even on Shabbos. Minayin L'Rabbis, how do we know to include also Oimer V'hakor V'imoy? The Korban Omer, how do we know you can bring that also betuma? So Rashi, Minayin L'Rabbis Omer V'Yakorvi Moi V'Yasisim B'Yom HaNivchem. The Kabonis you have to bring with the Omer on the second day of Pesach. Hu Adin Shtei HaLechem V'Yakorvi Mom. When you bring the Shtei HaLechem, this is the Menachos you bring on Shavuos. And with the Shtei HaLechem you bring Kabonis also. Rashi, V'Akfosim HaKrevim Imohim Ho'oma B'Teros Kehanim V'Einam Amurim HaPashas Pinchas. These are kabbonis that don't stay in the Parshas Pinchas. So they're not included in that first pasuk of Elu tasul Hashem b'mayadechem. That pasuk is in Pinchas. Now these korbanos don't say there in Parshas Pinchas, but it only says it rather in Vayikra when it's talking about a Shavuos. And it says that you bring the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos, and you bring certain korbanos with it also. How do we know those korbanos and the Shtei HaLechem is brought, even though they're Tomei? Talmud Leima, from this we have this first pasuk we start off with. The pasuk says at the end of the Parsha there, for Yadav ben Moshe es mayadi Hashem b'nei Yisrael. That's where the Parsha ends off. So Drashi Talmud Leima, at the end of that Pasha, it says this, the Shura Kesafoyez Vidav Moshem Esmayadi Asmiyadi Hashem of Bnei Yisrael. The Watakosiv Kavo Moyid. Echod Lakulam. To tell us what that all considered one Moyid, that all these Kabonis Sibur has one halacha. Rashtiya. That they all have one halacha, that even on Shabbos they brought, and no Adin, even Batumma, you can bring all these Kabonis. That's why we have this extra posik V'dabe Moshev me'adi Hashem. Fratimor now. V'chol hani lomali. Why do I have to have like a special limud for each one of these? Like, why don't I have one limud? And I know the site is. Since it's called the Korban Tzibur, I know a Korban Tzibur is brought even b'Shabbos, even b'Tumah. So why do I need a special limud for each one of these Korban Tzibur? Fratimor Tzrich, I need a special limud. Dikos rachamon atomid. The Torah would only say by the Korban atomid you bring every day, twice a day, that it's brought even b'Tumah, even on Shabbos. Have a mina tomid shekain todiv a kolo. A korban tomid has 2 miles to it. It's todiv, it happens every twice a day. The kolo, it's a korban oila, that the whole thing is burnt. Even that all the meat is burnt also. So that's why it has a strict halach, it always has to be brought, even betumma, even b'shabbos. Avo pesach loy. But a korban pesach is not todiv, it happens once a year. And it's not kula kolo, it's like a shlomim, the baila meets from it. So I wouldn't think it has this koyach to be brought even betumah. Kamash malon, that even a korban tzibur is also brought betumah. Well, I've had the more of a zayi because of rachmona pesach. Let the Torah just say by korban pesach it's brought even betumah. So I would know a korban tumid also. The more name pesach shu on his chorus. I would think only a korban pesach. That here, if you don't bring a korban pesach, it's the chi of chorus. So if you mavato this essay of bringing a korban, you have a chi of chorus. Avol tumid. But if the tzibur, if the bezdin did not bring the korban atomid one day, the yenon is chorus. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah they get chorus for that. So maybe it's not so strict the tumid as the korban pesach is aimaloi. Maybe I would say the korban atomid cannot be deicha tumah. It cannot be deicha shabbos. Kamash malon. That's why I need a special pasuk b'mayadai that says by tumid to tell us yes, tumid is brought at all times, even b'tumah, even on shabbos. Because the Rachmona Hanitarati the Torah would have just said just these two korbanos, a korban atomid and the korban pesach, have a mean I would have thought Hani Hu Yesh Ben Tzad Chomer. Only these two are deicha tumah, because each one has a tzad, has one side that's very strict. Tomid has the strictness Todir Bekolom that it comes every single day, and it's also kol, it's a korban oila, you burn the whole thing, all the meat and all the fats are burnt. Pesach has the strictness to it Shu Onish Chorus. If you don't bring korban pesach, you have a chi of chorus. That's why these two korbanos have this strictness that they're always brought even betumah. Avol shah korbanos tzibur, but other korbanos, even though they're korban tzibur, the musafim or the siri rosh chodashim, a maloi, I would think maybe they're not deicha tumah. Kokosu rachmona, eile tasel Hashem b'meyadechem. No, that's what this pasuk says in Parshas Pinchas. When it says that all the musafim you bring on a different yom tovim, that even the musafim also, since they're a korban tzibur, they're brought whether the tzibur is tamei, and who within they're brought even b'shabbos comes out. If that's the zman, the pasuk would only said here in Parshas Pinchas by the musafim that you brought that they're also brought b'tumah. Have a mina shar korban tzibur aboyin lechaper. It's like true any other korban tzibur that comes for a kapara. Like that we bring a musafim on the yomtiv, the musaf, that's also a korban kapora. It's a chatis, it's a seer, it's an oshrim. We bring different kabonis. So the korban comes for a kapora, to mechapa, to forgiveness. Then it has the strictness. It always has to be brought, even betum, even on Shabbos. Abul oimer. But these two cases, the oimer, the korban oimer that's brought, this minchas oimer, that's brought on the second day of Pesach, or shtei halechem, and this mincha that's brought, the two lechems, special that's brought on Shavuos, the ain boy in the chaper. These two things, the Oimer and the Shtei Lechem, is not coming for any kapara. It's not coming to have forgiveness for a kapara. What does it come for? Ela lehatir b'yalma. Ninu. It's only coming to be matir. The Oimer is be matir chodish for gvulin. Once they bring the Oimer, that's the time when we're allowed to eat our chodish. and the Shtei Alechim is coming to be Mater, the Chodesh in the Beis Hamikdash. That's from Menachas you start bringing the Chodesh, from the time you brought the Shtei Alechim. They're only coming to be Mater, but they're not coming for Kapara. Loi, I would have thought they don't have the strictness to be brought, even though the Tzibur's Tamei, I would think the Tzibur's Tamei can bring it. Kamash Mula, no. That even the Shtei Alechim and the Yoimer also has the strictness that has brought even Betumah. Rashi, Oimer Shtei Alechim Einem Boim El Lahatir Es HaChodesh Zeh B'Medina V'Zeh B'Migdash. He's the Oimer, that's Matar Asit HaChodesh in the Medina, in Eretz Yisrael. The Zeh B'Migdash and the Shtei Alechim is coming to Matar, that's the first Mincha that's brought from the new Tfuah. His Kamashmon, even the Oimer, the Shtei Alechim also has the strictness that is brought even B'Tumah. The old Tzibur's Tameh is brought B'Tumah. Because of Rachmano Aimir Shtei Alechem, the Torah would have just, Lechudayu, if it would just would have said, these two, let us just say the least Kiddush, that even the Aimir Shtei Alechem is also Deicha Tumah. Have I mean, I would have thought, Ad Rabbah, just the opposite way. Aimir Shtei Alechem, the Alimi, maybe they have a strictness, they're very strong, these two. Why? The boy in Lahatir. Maybe I would have said a Sra just the opposite way. Lekapora, to forgiveness, is not such a strong thing. But here they're coming to be Matir, and they're coming to Tuav Dinim. Therefore, these things have to become. Like, if you don't bring the Omer, you won't be able to eat Chodesh this year. Or else, if you don't bring the Shtei Alechem, you won't be able to bring Menachos of Chodesh. So I would think these things are strict. That's why they're brought even Betumah. But the other Shar Kabonis that are only brought for Kapara, if you don't have this Kapara, you'll have another Kapara. Kamash will not know that even the Kabonis Sibur of the Mesafim are also Deichetumah. That's why I need a pasuk for each one of these separately to tell me all these different categories that the same you say. That since they're a carbon sibur is a chayv upon the sibur to bring it at a special time. It's brought if that time is even comes out on Shabbos, and no one even if that's tamei, still you could bring it. So the Gemara Savruhu, he's the bnei yeshiva Rashi ha'mayrim, the mayrim bnei yeshiva ayusvurim. They thought like this. The figure who struck lem lishol hold the boil kamei lim matis lagem shul. Savruhu, it's a svar in the base of medrash in the bnei yeshiva there. They thought like this. Savruhu. To the Kula Yalma, everybody holds Tuma de Chuyihi B'Tzibur. That we say a robe with the Tzibur is Tamei, the Kana Matamei. Still, they were allowed to bring the Korban. Everybody thought it's only a de Chuyi Dikadin. It's like Dochi. So, Drashi, de Chuyi means Afagav the Achshar Rachmona Lameisei B'Tuma. Even though the Torah said you're allowed to bring it now, even though you're Tamei, Lav Heter Gamhu. It's not considered a real pure Heter. Elehechad Lameshtachi Torim. It's only if you can't find any Torim, then you could take Tumayim. But if you have a Tor, you're not allowed to take Tumayim, even if Rov Kana Matumayim. But if you have some Tor Dikakayin, you have to use the Kator Dikakayin. Vechiv on the Lav Heta Gomerhu, boy, it sits the Ritsuya. Since it's not a real Heta, the Pshat is, even though the Tzibur is being of the Korban, really it's supposed to be brought to Betayra. Just as the aside, if Rov Betumayim, you have no way to get out of it, you're allowed to do it Betumah. But on this case, you would have to have the tzitz to be meratzah. That the Gemara says, O boy, tzitz l'ratzah. This is the cloud, the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wears, his beggar that wears on his forehead there, the tzitz, that has a koyach to meratzah. That means on certain things that you're not supposed to do metchilam, if it's done, the tzitz is meratzah, says it's okay. That's a koyach. When the Kohen Gadol is wearing his tzitz, it has a koyach to the meratzah. It says that tumah, even though Hashem doesn't want tumah to be brought, but when the tzibur is tamei, in the whole tzibur, then you're allowed to be brought betumah. With what koyach? Because the tzitz is there. The tzitz is called meratzah. Because if it would be hutra, hutra means no. The Torah didn't say any tumah negeh to a tzibur. When the tzibur is bringing the korban, even betumah they're allowed to bring it. Then you would not need the tzitz to be meratzah. And even if you have a koyin at tzor, so what? A koyin tamei would be allowed to do it. Because it's hutra. So Gemara is saying no. We hold in svar, it's only called duchuyah. The chuya means, like, b'doichik, you're allowed to do it. If you have no other way out, you're allowed to do it this way. But that's not the way you're supposed to do it, really. So the more the leka tana, there's nobody that holds, the leka tana, the shama, there's no real tana that we heard from, the oma tuma hutra betzibur. There's no real tana that says tuma is hutra. That means metchila, you're allowed to do it. Betzibur, there's no din tuma. Nobody holds like that. Ela Reb Yehuda. It's only Reb Yehuda shita that holds like that. Therefore, Stam al Mishnah, Stam Gemara always goes not like the Yehuda, like the Rabbonim, that Tum is only the Chuyah. If it has to be done, you can do it. But if you have a way out, rather do it Petayra. Now, where's this Rabbi Yehuda Shita? The Tanya, we learned like this. Tzitz, this koyach that the tzitz has, this beggar that the kohen gadol wears, this tzitz on his forehead, bein sheyeshna metzchoi, whether the kohen is wearing it on his forehead, bein sheyeshna metzchoi, whether the tzitz is not on the kohen gadol's forehead, still meratzah. Still, it's meratzah. That means any time the korban is brought betumah, or other korbanos, even by korbanos yochid, when you're not supposed to do it betumah, but the evidence was brought betumah, it's okay, it's acceptable. Why is it acceptable? Because the tzitz is meratzah, it's koyach from the tzitz. Divrei Rebbe Shimon. So Rebbe Shimon says it doesn't have to be worn by the kohen gadol, even if the kohen gadol is not wearing the tzitz. Still, there's such a koyach to the tzitz, wherever it is, the tzitz is meratzah. That's Rebbe Shimon Shita. Rebbe Yehuda says no. Oideyu al metzchoi, calls the man the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz, it's on his forehead, then meratzah. Then the tzitz has a koyach that any time something's brought for tumah, it's acceptable in Shemayim. Hashem accepts it. It's a good korban. Why? Only because the kohen gadol is wearing his tzitz. Ein oideyu al metzchoi, when the kohen gadol is not wearing the tzitz, it's not on his forehead, ein meratzah. This is a yudishitim. Then the tzitz does not have a koyach to meratzah. If any korban is brought for tumah, when the kohen gadol is not wearing the tzitz, it's not meratzah. The tzitz is not meratzah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only when the kohen gadol is wearing it. So omulei Rabbi Shimon had a kasha to Rabbi Yehuda. How could you say that, Rabbi Yehuda? I'll bring your rai not like you. Kohen gadol b'yom kippurim yochiach. I'll bring your rai from the kohen gadol that did the avodas yom kippur, and even though he wasn't wearing the tzitz. Sheinu ametzchoi, a lot of times on yom kippur, the kohen gadol did not wear the tzitz, because the tzitz was big day zov. And the Loch Rizag Rashi says, "Ein al metzchoy, to ein nichnas sham the big day zov." The kohen gadol is not allowed to go into lefnayim lefnim to do the avoidus pnim with big day zov with golden begodim. Because the arminah of Rosh Hashanah, the ein ketega nasas neger, the ketega that the gold they made the egel with that you can't go into the lefnayim lefnim. So on Yom Kippur, when he went to lefnayim lefnim, the kohen gadol could not wear his big day zov. Now the tzitz that was big day zov. So the kohen gadol on Yom Kippur went to do the avoid in the pnim, he was not allowed to wear a tzitz. So now, what's going to happen if the kohen gadol became tamei on Yom Kippur, and he was doing the avoid? Why is the meratzah? So kashra is, kohen gadol b'yom kippur mechiyach. Sheina metzchoi meratzah. Let's say Rashi meratzah. In boy b'tumah. Let's say some tumah happens, if korban became tamei, or the kohen gadol became tamei. So a kaimulon called korbanos hatzibur, any time there's a korban tzibur, hakavua lahem zman, that there's a time the Torah says that it has to be brought today, like the korbanos on Yom Kippur, they have to be brought today, the loch is doich in esa tumah. It's allowed to be brought even betumah. Now, Reb Shimon is lay tumah dechuyahi betzibur. Reb Shimon that's asking this question holds, tumah is only dechuyah. What does dechuyah mean? Really, you shouldn't be done betumah. Just there's no other way out, it's allowed to be brought betumah. And if you have to say it's the chuya, v'ilav mishum tzis meratzah tumah lehavim eschashri. If you hold tumah is only acceptable b'di'evid, but the chuya, it's only acceptable with the tzitz. So that's Reb Shimon Shita. So Reb Shimon says, according to Reb Yehuda, that you tell him now the tzitz is only meratzah when the kohen gadol wears it. So on Yom Kippur he's not wearing the tzitz. So if he's not wearing it, how is the loch if the kohen gadol is tumah? He's allowed to do the avodah. Where is the tzitz meratzah? So omar loy. We have you answered back, according to me, it's also not shver. Even though I hold that tzitz is only meratz, is only acceptable to korban when the kohen is wearing it. I, on Yom Kippur, the kohen is not wearing it. Hanech liyom ekipurim, she'etuma hutra betzibur. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. He holds that betuma is a korban tzibur, it's hutra. It's not the chuya. The halacha was never said, tuma was never said by korban tzibur. When the tzibur brings the korban, even if the kohen is tuma, he's allowed to do the avoidim. You don't need the tzitz to meratz. That's Reb Yehuda Shita. When is there a locha that tzitz is meratzah? That's only by korban yochid. By a korban yochid, the locha is if you're tamei, you're not supposed to bring it. But for the evid, if you already brought the korban is acceptable. Why? Because the tzitz is meratzah. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you only need the tzitz by a korban yochid. But by a korban tziba, you do not need the tzitz. So even on Yom Kippur, when the kohen gadol was not wearing a tzitz, still if he became tamei, did the avoid of tumah, the korban is kosher. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda shita is tumah hutra b'tzibur. By a korban tzibur, it's hutra. It was never said the loch of tumah. It's allowed to be brought metchila b'tumah. Therefore, you do not need the tzitz. So we see what? We have Yehuda is the one that holds the korban tzibur. When it's brought b'tumah, it's called hutra. Of the mechlal, it's a raya from here. So we have a shimon sava tumah d'chuyahi b'tzibur. According to Rabbi Shimon, no, it's only d'chuyah. Now, Rabbi Shimon holds, it's only acceptable because of the tzitz. And without the tzitz, it wouldn't be acceptable. Because only called the chuyah means b'di'evid. If you have no other way out, you're allowed to bring a betumah. Therefore, Rabbi Shimon brings a raya that since on Yom Kippur itself, when the Kohen Gadol is tomei, he's allowed to do the avodah because of the tzitz. The Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz. So that's Rabbi Shimon's raya, even when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. The tzitz itself has this koyach, the strength, to say the kabonas are acceptable, even if the Kohen is not wearing it. As long as there's a tzitz on the world, it makes the kabonas are acceptable. So that's the savru. That what that stam mishnah always holds, that tuma betzibur is only b'chuyah. Another svar is, or the kula yalma, another svar that the bnei yeshiva held at this time, ein atzitz meratz al achilas. That's how we say that the yevit, if you bring a korban that's tummy, the korban is acceptable, it's only the akrov itself, that means the zrikas adam. You're allowed to perk the dam of the korban on the mizbeach. But after you make the zrikas adam, there's a loch of the kind of allowed to eat the meat. What about if the meat is tummy? What about if the korban is tummy? Is he allowed to eat the meat by a korban tzibur? The mor held no. Saru, everybody holds the kula yalma, ein atzitz meratz al achilas. The tzitz is not meratz, does not make it acceptable even for the yevit to go and eat it. When the meat is tamei, there's no head to feed it. Rashi the Kuli Alma claimer Hanach Rabbanim the Stam Astis and Savri Ein Atzitz Meratz Al Achilas Al Tuma Shenoga Babosam. If a tamei the kasheretz touch the meat, or Veshirei Mincha Nacholim, or the leftover menachah is supposed to be eaten, if they become tamei, nobody's allowed to eat it. The tzitz cannot be matyuv tited even if it's korban tzibur. Elo Al Tuma Sadam Ukamotzen. Only if the dam became tamei, then we say Metchili not supposed to do it. But since the other sits around and it's a carbon seed, but it sits as maratza, you'll have to put the zrikas adam on the mizbeach. But I call upon him for eating the meat. The avmin is now the tzitz cannot make it acceptable. You're not allowed to eat the meat if the meat is tummy. So the more the leket tana, there's no tana, the shamat lay that we hear, the yoma that says this halacha, hatzitz maratza alachilas el Reb Lezer. It's only Reb Lezer that says it, nobody else. And he's a yochid, so we don't hold like him. The Tanya we learned, Rabbi Eliezer Weiner, Hatzitz Meratz Al Achilas. It's true. If you have a korban that the meat itself became tummy, if it's a korban tzibur, so tzitz is meratzah. So kahanim are allowed to eat the meat now. Rabbi Yossi Weiner, Ein Hatzitz Meratz Al Achilas. No, the tzitz is not meratzah. The tzitz only says that the korban, the avodah, the zrikas adam, could be done. But to eat the meat later, about you're not allowed to eat it. Even though it's a korban tzibur, the meat cannot be eaten. The tzitz is not matter us to eat the meat. Tomorrow now, if you have all these two halachas here, that tumah b'tzibur is only d'chuyah, it's only done by the Evan. And in other words, you need the tzitz to say it's okay. And how far can the tzitz say it's okay? They could only say it's okay to do the zrikas adam. But to eat the meat, the tzitz does not say you can eat the meat. Because the tzitz, if you have, let's say this musaf, you're bringing a musaf now on Shabbos, and rover the tzibur is tummy, or who then the meat became tummy. So the dam became tummy. So what's the halacha now? It's hutra b'tzibur. You're allowed to bring the korban b'tzibur. What are you allowed to bring? Only the dam. You're allowed to make the zrikas adam on Shabbos. Are you allowed to eat the meat though on Shabbos? Are you allowed to eat the korban? That no. The basar it's tummy. You're not allowed to eat the meat. From the source, you could bring the dam even though there's no het to eat the meat. That's what comes out from our Mishnah. Avazoy frakti gemara name of masnitzes like Reb Yeshua. Avazoy our Mishnah cannot come out like Reb Yeshua shita. The Tanya, we learned like this. The Pasuk in the Devarim says, V'yosisa oilosecha habosav yadam. When you go to make the korban oilom, you have to make sure there's bosar and there's dam. What does that mean? We have Yeshua, I'm Yeshua Dashan from this Pasuk, im ein dam ein bosar. That's freedom. If for some reason the dam became tummy, or the dam got lost, you can't make the zrikas adam, even after you shechted the animal, pshiti, you're not allowed to eat the meat. You're only allowed to eat the meat of a korban. The kohanim can only eat the meat of a chatis only after you make the zrikas adam. But if you don't have dam, ain't basar. Pshit, you can't eat the meat. In ain't basar, let's say there's no basar around. Let's say the basar, what? Let's say the basar became tummy, or the basar got lost. Ain't dam. You can't make the zrikas adam either. That's the Yeshua Shittim. The only time you're allowed to make the zrikas adam on a korban, if there's some meat left over, that you're going to be able to eat the meat. Or else by korban oilo, you'll have meat to be burned, put on the mizbeach. But I call upon him, there's no meat to eat. If the meat is tummy or the meat got lost, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you're not allowed to make a zrikas adam. This is going to be the kasha. Our Mishnah can't come out according to Rabbi Yeshua. Because our Mishnah says that these kabonis, these chatoyis, that are tummy, you're allowed to bring a betzibur. Now when you bring them, what are you allowed to do? You're only allowed to make the zrikas adam. But to eat the meat, you're not allowed to eat the meat. Because the tzitz is not maratzah, even though the tzitz is tomei, you're not allowed to tomei the meat. So it's a kasha, according to Yeshua, you should not be allowed to make the zrikas adam either. Because if Yeshua dashed in this pasuk, v'yasitza l'secha bosiv yadam, you could only make as weak as Adam if there is some meat that's become hut to eat because it is weak as Adam. But if the meat is tummy, you got lost, you can't eat the meat, you can't make this weak as Adam. So our mission doesn't come out according to Yeshua. Rabbi Lezu, I'm was Rabbi Lezu, dashed in this pasuk, no. He holds dam, afa, pishein, bosar. No. You can make the Zrikas Adam even though there's no meat to eat. Why? Shenemar, another pasuk says, V'dam Zvechecha Yishofich. Mashma, the dam alone, you should make the Zrikas Adam. So even though what there's no meat, the next pasuk you could make the Zrikas Adam. So our Mishnah comes out good, according to Rabbi Lezu. This carbon seba that are tumma, even though you can't eat the meat, you can still make the Zrikas Adam, because the pasuk says, V'dam Zvechecha Yishofich. You can have the Zrikas Adam even without the Chilas Bosa. The pasuk does says mashmisha. It's supposed to have both. You have to have dam and basar. Loimula, come tell us like this. Ma dam bezrika. Just like everybody knows, dam you put on the mizbeach bezrika. Supposed to spritz the dam, throw it on the mizbeach. Is af basar bezrika. The same thing when you put the pieces of meat or the emurim, the fat that are supposed to be burnt on the maroch on the mizbeach. You're not supposed to carry it up to the top of the Morocco and put it down nicely on top of the Morocco, on top of the fire, but rather you're supposed to stand on the kevish, and throw it onto the Mizbeach. That's called the Zrika. You have to throw it onto the Mizbeach. So what's the pshat here? And my dam Zrika, our boss of Zrika. Have Yomer, from here we learn out that lul koton yesh, there's some space, some hole, yesh ben kevish le Mizbeach. Between the plank walking up and the Mizbeach, there's a space there. And the Kohen stands on the Kevish, and he takes these pieces of fat, the Emurim, and throws it onto the Mizbeach. Not the Pshat, he walks Mamash up to the top of the Mizbeach and just puts it down, but there's a mitzvah Zrika. So Rashi, Lul, Avil Yesh, there's some space, then Kevish, the plank going up, the Mizbeach. Lehoya Rosh HaKevish, Mechubil the Mizbeach, it didn't touch the Mizbeach. Sheesh Avil Matbein Tan, there's some space in between them. The Amasad, the Rasa Evorim, the Kohen that took the Evorim, the pieces on top to the Marocha to be burnt. Oymed ala kevish, he had to stand on the plank. Vezorkon al Marocha seitzim, he had to throw it onto the yetzim. Lekayim mitzvah zrika, in order to mekayim this mitzvah zrika that we're saying now. That's Shana's first posse. V'yosisar lesecha bosar yadam, just like the dam has a mitzvah zrika, who are din the bosar? When you put the meat on top of the zbech or the fat to be burnt, it has to be put there bezrika. V'enechanami, you don't have to have bosar around in order to make the dam. He dashes the pasuk Yebeleza for dams v'chech yishofech. Sometimes you can make a zrikas adam alone, even though there's no meat around. For the Gemara, for Rabbi Yeshua Nami Yoksi v'dams v'chech yishofech. What does the Yeshua do with this pasuk? What does the only dash in the first pasuk? The second pasuk says you can have dam mashma without any basar. Omuloch, he says like this, Rabbi Yeshua. For Yoksiv Gabe, the end of the pasuk says v'habosa toichel. What do you mean? The end of the pasuk says clearly you should eat the meat. So the pasuk is telling you, you have to have dam and meat, nochamol. So according to Yeshua, now fakir, there are two psukim that's saying, you have to have both, you have to have adafka, the meat, and the blood. So for the Gemara, according to Yeshua, vahani trei kroi lomeli, now according to Yeshua, what do you need two psukim for? You're telling me, l'secha, bosav yadam, and this also